What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before you get back to the phones, a couple more breaking stories here. Apparently, there's been another incident where shells from the Syrian conflict have landed on the Golan Heights, which is still technically part of Syria, prompting another attack by Israel against the Syrian government forces. This is the fourth time they've done this week. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Kathleen in Paris, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I wanted to talk about Robert David Steele's thing called hashtag unrig. Are you familiar with that?
Not really. Please enlighten me.
Okay. So if people want to know more about it, it's you can search on YouTube for hashtag unrig.
Okay.
And what it's stemming from is that during the campaign, Trump said that the elections are rigged.
Yes.
And so he wants to, right away, this hashtag unrig thing started, and he wants to unrig the elections, and it's all about having honest elections. And it's during the summer, he's promoting that people pressure their congressmen when they're home during the recess, when they can't escape and they're at home. And so Robert David Steele and Cynthia McKinney have written legislation to make honest elections, and they want to pressure the congressmen when they're home for the recess to support this legislation for honest elections. And the thing, when I listen to him, that gives me hope about everything he's doing is another part of his platform or his agenda is a debt jubilee.
Yes.
And that's got to be a good idea. Some people are going to be happy and some not, but we got to start over. And so a debt jubilee. And the other thing that he's promoting that sounds so good, because you know all the politicians, 99% of the people in Washington, D.C., are just trying to cover their own behind because they've got some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he's also proposing is this thing like they did in South Africa. What is it? Truth and...
Truth and Reconciliation.
That's it. I
yes.
kept thinking of forgiveness and pardon and all that. Truth and what you said.
Reconciliation,
and
yes.
So, reconciliation. And so this would mean that the people could just come clean, say, I did it, you're forgiven, and you're not going to go to jail. And so that maybe would keep people from fighting everything because they think they're going to jail. They've got to hide it. They got to hide it. But if we've got one of these things of like that, then, doesn't it sound pretty good?
Well, yeah, but the problem is in South Africa, the former government had already fallen. So these politicians, they didn't have anything to protect. If the government hasn't fallen, our politicians are going to go on lying and covering their own rear ends because they see themselves getting richer and more powerful in the coming years. And they're not going to want to give that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, I managed to find a little glimmer of hope for honest elections and some change listening to Steele and McKinney.
I found the unrig, and I just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com so people can look at it. We do need an honest election system, and again, it's one of the things Trump was talking about last year that he doesn't seem to be taking action on, along with vaccine safety and the rest of it. And it is possible to have honest elections. You have to design the system to have honest elections. Our system is designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud. and it's going to have to be totally torn on out and replaced. I wrote a small monograph about a very easy way to basically crowdsource the verification of the election process. And I think it's a really good system.
Yeah, well, hashtag unrig, and this pressuring, we got to pressure the Congress people while they're home this summer, and because they're going to introduce this legislation for honest elections, and it's the only way. We know that.
Well, it will be rather interesting to see Congress, voting against a bill for honest elections. I think that would send quite a wake-up message to the American people.
You're right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello. Before we talk to you, Mark, though, we got to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Okay, Mark, what is on your mind?
What's on my mind is I couldn't help when you start talking about the potential nuclear war and these lowlife having, these lowlife so-called elites having these bunkers. I think it's about time patriots find where these bunkers are. In the minute it looks like it's really going to go down, it really looks like it's about to hit the fan, patriots need to surround these places, stop these elitists from coming, at whatever force is necessary, and take these bunkers for themselves. At least then you'd have a few people that would survive, would be at least decent, patriotic-type people, and maybe would somehow, at some point, build a new world. Rather have these evil scum wind up protecting themselves and getting, wind up taking over the world. Because this is terrible. They're starting a war. No reason. Mm-hmm. No reason this should be happening. Russia is not the Soviet Union. I don't even know how terrible the Soviet Union was anymore. I don't believe anything anymore. But it's certainly not the Soviet Union. There's no reason this should be happening. If these elitist scum, they seem to have their own game plan on what to do. And like you said, if they have those bunkers, we need to get ready. We need to find out where these bunkers are. And when it goes down, or about to go down, make sure they don't get in those bunkers and that decent people at least can save themselves. I know you once told us that, well, we could just bury those bunkers so to make sure they can never get out.
Yeah, we just cement over the hatches and stuff like that. Well, see, here's the problem. The bunkers aren't all that large. We have a population, 300 million Americans here, and all the bunkers put together, we're only talking 10,000, 20,000, which is really not a significant number. I think the Patriots are better off just doing as much prepping as they can. Now, the reality is that unless you are living next to a military base or near a major important city, if you're out in the rural area, you'll probably never even see a nuclear bomb. You're just going to have to deal with the collapse of the supply chain, being able to eat safe, clean water, and so forth.
What about the radiation? Radiation is going to kill whoever survives the blast. They're going to just get destroyed by the radiation. It's going to be so much of it. They're talking about a nuclear winter. They're talking about all kinds of horrible things. I don't see how anybody's going to survive something like this unless you're way underground and it's got some kind of protection. That's the thing. I mean, it's just like when I was in the Army. They used to have a drill. What do you do in case of a nuclear war? Now, anybody with any common sense knew what you do. You put your head between your legs and kiss, goodbye. But they say, well, you cover yourself with your poncho and face away from the blast. I mean, come on. That was retarded. I don't know if they still teach that in the Army, but that's what they used to teach us. It's not going to happen. I just don't see anybody surviving unless you manage to get yourself underground. I don't know if any kind of wildlife is going to survive something like this.
Well, let's pull back here and talk about some of the numbers here. I agree that if every single nuclear warhead now deployed around the world were detonated, there would be a major radiation problem along the lines of on the beach. But if we're talking a limited nuclear exchange where there's only maybe 5 or 10 bombs, that's going to be survivable.
Yeah, but both sides are afraid the other side is able to knock their missiles out of the air. Both sides think that they've got, I guess what they used to call the Star Wars defense. Both sides are now afraid that the other side, and evidently both sides do have something that cannot be seen out of the air. So this would mean they would probably launch large amounts of missiles. So they know that
you could be right. You could be right. You could be right. You know, obviously, for those of us living here on the island of Oahu, our concern is that our island is so small, and the Russian and especially the Chinese nuclear weapons now in service are so powerful that we're not really going to have to worry about the radiation after it's all over. So that's kind of where we are right now.
Meanwhile, folks, call your congressmen, call your senators, call anybody you can. Tell them, no, no war. We don't want war. Make comments on the fake news networks. Like I made a comment on Fox News yesterday on your Facebook. Tell them they're fake news. We don't want war. Russia's not starting anything. It's protecting himself. Assad is not a bad guy at all. Assad is trying to keep his nation together against the most horrible type of terrorists. And tell him that you're wise to it. We got to stop this from happening. Because God forbid, what we avoided during the Cold War, we could have now. The trouble is people are so dumbed down, they don't seem to understand quite what the consequences of something like this would be. It's just sad. It's really a sad thing. And I have kids. I have little grandkids right now, too. One was just born. Another was 3.5 years old. I want them to inherit some kind of a world. I want something for them. Radioactive waste, you know? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that is pretty much it. And again, there may be a lot of people thinking, well, this is just a new Cold War, and we got through the last one. But the last Cold War was never intended to go hot. It almost did
almost did.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. But in this case, we're talking about a hot war, a shooting war with Russia. And once the U.S. and Russia are at war with each other, whichever side feels they are starting to lose, they're going to resort to the nuclear weapons.
That's the problem. I don't think it's going to take very long. I have a feeling we're the ones that are going to be on the losing side, too, at least if it's localized, you know?
Well, again, looking at how expensive our weapons are and how poorly they perform, war is rooted very much in economics. The country that runs out of money first loses. I mean, that's what happened in Germany at the end of World War II. They simply ran out of money, they ran out of fuel, they ran out of food, they ran out of medicine and supplies, and they just simply collapsed.
Morale, too, Mike. It's just like during the Vietnam War, soldiers losing morale.
We're already there, and that is an issue that our military planners need to take into account. World War I, the vast majority of the American people bought the story about the Lusitania, helpless passenger ship cruelly sunk by the German U-boats. In World War II, the vast majority of Americans bought the story of a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. But we're going into this next conflict with the vast majority of the American people knowing the government is lying to start these wars. And so the commitment by the ordinary citizen is just not going to be there. It's like in Art of War by Sun Tzu. For a ruler to prevail in war, his military must believe in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die. And the civilian population has to believe in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the burdens war brings to the country, even to the victorious side. And we don't have that. Our military are exhausted. They've lost their morale. The American people know they're being lied into these wars. That's another reason why I think the United States is going to lose this one.
I don't know if you remember, at the end of the Vietnam War, the head of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War stated in a congressional hearing, I believe it was, or maybe just, I forget if it was a news, said, "Who wants to be the last one to die for a mistake?" And you know who that was? John F. Kerry, who was perfectly willing a few years ago to get us involved in Syria back then, when the first false flag poison gas attack.
It's not like he has to fight in that war or pay for it. I mean, that's what you hoi polloi serfs and slaves are for. And, we got too many humans anyway. Let's start a war and redraw the map.
Well, it could very well be the end of the human race if this happens.
It could. It could. It could. I think there's something like 40,000 warheads in the U.S. arsenal, slightly smaller in the Russian arsenal. I actually don't know the numbers for the Chinese arsenal. And then, of course, you have all those.
7,000
Say again?
I heard 7,000 U.S. and 7,000 Russian. That's what I've heard. So, okay. I don't know about 40,000. I think they might have been in one time 40,000. Whatever it is, 7,000 is enough to destroy the world.
Yeah, which, plus you have however many warheads India has, however many warheads Pakistan has. Israel is estimated to have something like 400. World War II, we had two nuclear bombings because they only had the two. And now we're starting out World War III with all of these weapons. It is a very, very... dire situation. Anyway, Mark, listen, I'm going to let you go, and I empathize with your concerns, and if it goes nuclear, it's going to be a problem for a large part of the world. We're going to switch to Alex in Florida. Alex, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I would just like to say if we have a nuclear war, I hope we shoot every nuclear weapon we have and end it for all of us, instead of living in a world of misery and radiation. Having said that...
Well, what a cheerful thought.
I hate to say that. I mean, it's horrible. I don't want it to happen, I'm just saying. Hey, I watched a program the other day. It was a gentleman that was a New York Times bestseller on the Fed coin. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I really haven't.
Well, it was kind of concerning because what his theory is that our monetary system is getting ready to change to sort of like the Bitcoin, but it's called the Fed coin. And what's so concerning about it is he believes that the people of the world, especially the United States, will convert to that system because they're going to give everybody like $1,000 a month.
The universal basic income.
That's right. Universal basic income, and basically he believes is that it would be something like that that would get the people of the United States to convert to that system. And it's kind of scary. I think that it could happen if that was their plan to do that. That would be the banker's plan to reestablish their new system, the Fed system. And we have to stand up against it, and we need to, and I heard your program that day where you basically said we need to do more of Iceland approach and just get rid of the Fed. And that's what we need to do. We need to get rid of the Fed and nationalize currency, and we don't need to go with the Fed coin.
You know, if you really back up and think about it, there is no reason to have a private central bank in charge of your nation's currency. It is simply a privatization for profit by the bankers, aided and abetted by the government itself. And if you go back to the Constitution, only Congress has the authority to coin the money, because, again, under the Constitution, the money is the silver and gold content of the coins. The paper notes are merely claim checks. And over time, the private central bankers have delinked the paper from the metal so that they can just print up as much paper as they want and play their little games. And all of this is unconstitutional because the Constitution never authorized Congress to delegate the money creation authority to a private party.
Yes. Well, if you think about it, there's mass people that are basically in slavery. Even if you're making more than $30,000 a year, you're basically a slave to the big corporations. And I could see the people converting to that system, and we need to stand up and say, no, we need to put the bankers in jail like they did in Iceland, and we need to make our own system, not one that's derived from the Fed. The Fed is our enemy. And any downtown in America that you go to, all the skyscrapers are the banks and insurance companies. That will let you know who owns us.
And you're absolutely right. All right, Alex, we got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Spectrum is having a major outage, including portions of Oahu. But obviously we're still connected because the show's going to RBN and BAM users going on out. The reports are somebody may have sliced a fiber optic cable there, as if we don't have enough problems keeping all of this stuff running. All right, let's grab a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're well. Your last caller mentioned a guaranteed basic income. Now, this sort of pilot, there's a pilot program going on in Ontario, Canada, the very same thing, a basic guaranteed income. And I think they're starting out at about $1,600 Canadian up here. So, you know, in the United States, it'd be about $1,200 or $1,300. But anyways, what people have to understand is with all the automation that is happening, and it's only going to get worse, there are going to be a lot of people out of work. What do you do with them? Crime rates soar. You know, like, I understand that politicians and bankers and all these rich people are corrupt, and maybe they only think about themselves, but what about the rest of us? There obviously are people out there saying, you know, we're going to have a problem here.
And, well, yeah, you know, we are going to have a problem because Again, we're heading toward a future where the factories and the shopping malls are filled with robots standing around with nothing to do because the human customers don't have jobs and don't have money to buy the products here. And I don't think a universal basic income is going to be the answer. It's going to disincentivize achievement and a desire to do well in society. We saw a lot of that in the former Soviet Union, where you know, people just went out and did the minimum. Everybody was in essence a government worker, and they'd plod along and just do with the bare minimum to get by. And I don't want to see that here in this country. But yeah, there has to be a control on this automation issue. We've got to bring back the jobs for ordinary Americans. We have to have a system where ordinary Americans, working class, middle class, are able to trade their labors and skill for enough money to pour back into the economy to keep it going. And it amazes me that our financial planners, both within the Wall Street and government, either don't see it or they just simply don't care anymore.
They probably don't care. But
yeah, they probably have reached the point where they're saying, it's going to collapse, there's no way to save it, let's just grab every single penny we can grab before it all comes apart.
Well, I don't think it's that bad because, we're at a point now where 20 years ago, people that got into debt weren't figuring on having that debt cleared up till today. We're at that point, you know, where you're basically borrowing from the future, all future productivity and growth. We're at the point now where it's basically stalled out. So,
yes.
I mean, one of two things have to happen. We either have to, reform this debt monetary a policy that we seem to be running on, or, like you said, you mentioned a jubilee, but even then, it's just going to restart over and over again. Like your last caller said, that the Fed was talking about a Bitcoin. I mean, at that point, there are enough people out there that realize that, you know what, this is all a farce, and it's fallen apart, and they're trying to keep it from getting to a point where If this does collapse, and it, like you and I both know, it should and it would.
Yeah,
there's going to be a hell of a lot of misery, and anarchy will break.
There'll be a lot of anger out there.
Oh yeah,
there's going to be a lot of anger out there. And if you go back and you, I'm sorry, just hang on. I'm going to keep you through the commercial break. By the way, if you go back and you look at the depression of the 1930s, you literally saw the police and sometimes even the army protecting the banks with guns. Because even back then, banks are more important to the government than the American people. And that is an attitude that I think really does need to go away. So we're going to take a break here for a commercial. Al, stay on the phone, and we will come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Al up in Canada and talking about banking, predatory banking, it's just insane. Anyway, Al, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I think since 2008 or 2009, world debt has tripled, if I'm not mistaken, and that's about, you know, 8 or 9 years. What's going to happen when this next downturn really takes hold? Are we going to quadruple it? A compound interest is called compound because it's exponential.
Yeah, it is.
It really is a hockey stick.
It really is. It's how these things get hidden from the borrower, where you say, oh, you know, it's a 2% annual rate on the loan. Yeah, but if they're compounding it every minute, it goes up a heck of a lot faster than that. So you need to be very, very careful about that situation. But again, we need an honest monetary system. There wouldn't be any debt globally with an honest monetary system. There'd be small debt, you know, people going to the local depositor bank for mortgages and car loans and things like that. But this idea of allowing a private central bank to issue all of a nation's currency as a loan at interest is designed to enslave that nation and its people in hopelessly unpayable debt. And that's where we are right now. There is no way to pay off the debt to these private central banks. It's designed that way.
Yep. And it's only going to, it has to grow in order to survive. And it has to grow at an exponential rate.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
And eventually it will become straight up. It'll go straight up. It's done. We're close to that point now.
Well, when everybody, what's going to happen is when what's going to happen is when everything starts to default on the next downturn, the bankers are simply going to seize all the real assets of the planet and put them in their pockets, and they're going to return the world to feudalism, where a few lord bankers own everything, and we spend our lives renting everything, and live by the leaves of their lordships, as it were. Anyway, Al, I'm going to let you go. We've got some breaking stories here I need to get into, so thank you very much for the phone call. And just got this one in here from Russia Today. U.S. Envoy Nikki Haley is up at the United Nations, and once again, the agenda in Syria is being redefined. Remember, 5 years ago, we got to get rid of Assad. He's evil. His people hate him. Then he won the re-election. He's gassing his own people. That one fell apart. Then the U.S. changed and said, we're not really in Syria to drive Assad from power. We're just there because ISIS and Al-Qaeda are there, and we're just fighting the war on terror. And now that Assad is about ready to end that particular war, now they're back to saying Assad must go. And Nikki Haley is up there saying you can't have Assad in power with a healthy Syria. And they're saying in post-ISIS Syria, Bashar al-Assad has to go. So they're back to that agenda all over again. I was looking at the Fox News feed, and they were running a story here about ISIS gaining a foothold in East Asia. See, this is the game the United States is playing. They created al-Qaeda and ISIS, and anywhere they want to invade, they send in ISIS to cause trouble and say, we'll come in and intervene. They're getting ready to do that in the Philippines right now. So, getting on back to the economic news here. Story coming out of Zero Hedge, the petrodollar and what the Fed doesn't want you to know. Again, the petrodollar deal was brought about following Nixon's severing of gold convertibility from the U.S. Federal Reserve note. The instant result was less demand for those U.S. dollars internationally. And so the U.S. government went over to these oil-producing nations, and they said, we're going to make you a deal, okay? If you agree that you will sell your oil only for the U.S. dollar and invest part of that money in the United States, we will guarantee your military security in the region. And that was called the petrodollar deal because, once again, other countries around the world had to come to the United States and either trade goods for the boxes of ink and paper or borrow them at interest from the Federal Reserve, off of which the United States banking system made a huge profit. Okay, but that was then, and this is now. And Israel's aggressions in the region, especially since 9/11, have convinced many of those Middle Eastern nations that the U.S. can't hold up their end of the petrodollar deal. And so they're straining at the leash to break away. 1 year before the United States invaded Iraq screaming weapons of mass destruction, the United Nations gave Iraq permission to sell their oil for the euro instead of the dollar. Same thing happened down in Libya, where Muammar Gaddafi closed the private central bank that had been preying on the Libyan people, set up a state central bank and a new currency based on value, not debt, called the gold dinar. So the U.S. invades, they kill Gaddafi, the gold for the gold dinar has vanished, and Libya is back in slavery to a private central bank. And documents have surfaced from the Obama administration confirming that one of the major reasons they went into Libya was to get rid of that value-based currency because it was such a threat to the U.S. dollar. Other nations in Africa wanted to start using it instead of currency borrowed from private banks. But the rest of the world is starting to turn away from the petrodollar deal. You've got more and more countries are selling their oil for other currencies, including Venezuela, which is why the U.S. is down there destabilizing it and now talking about an intervention. Now, Donald Trump is said to be considering economic sanctions against China over North Korea, basically saying it's your fault North Korea is out of control, therefore we're going to hit you with trade sanctions. And it isn't like China wasn't trying. They did suspend fuel sales to North Korea. But again, this is a move that could have serious economic repercussions. It's certainly not going to calm relations with China down over the South China Sea. And I don't think China is going to be all that motivated to help with the North Korea situation on behalf of the United States. It's being punished for things it doesn't really have any control over. Now, over in Washington, D.C., they're talking about the new health care bill. They're trying to get a deal before Friday and the long holiday weekend, and they're going back and forth on this thing. But let's look at the last one of these government health care bills. It really didn't work for the American people, did it? It was great for the health insurance companies. The premiums soared, the deductibles soared, and therein lies the problem right now because of Obamacare. Two out of every three patients can't afford their hospital bills. Even after buying the Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies, going through all the paperwork and everything, the sky-high cost of medical care, and that deductible, they're still in debt. And again, this goes back to Richard Nixon and the healthcare maintenance organization bill that he signed, which took the restrictions off medical care regarding profit-making off of people's illnesses and injuries. Prior to that, medical care was considered a service, and there were strict limits on what these facilities could charge you to keep medical costs down. And now it's completely the other way. It's out of control. We've also reached a point here where companies are getting ready to go to war with each other. And as you know, Amazon is starting a new service called Amazon Economy. And Walmart has already sent out a warning to truckers that if they move goods for Amazon Economy, they can forget about working for Walmart ever again. So that's getting very serious over there. Wouldn't it be kind of weird to see Amazon and Walmart having a battle that their employees are out there in the parking lot with their muskets and shooting at each other? It's not a far-fetched concept. If you go back to the movie Rollerball, the original one with James Caan, which was just on TV the other night, and part of the backstory of why the world is the way it is in that movie, where it is a corporate fascistic government. And they literally talk about corporate wars, wars between the large corporations over which corporation was going to run the planet. So it's not that far-fetched an idea. Over at United Parcel Service, they are freezing pensions for 70,000 non-union workers to cut costs. And they're issuing a warning. They're saying it won't actually go into effect until 2023. And basically they're saying this is going to give the affected workers 5 years to prepare with some alternative form of pension plan, which will probably be just as crooked and badly run as all the others that we're seeing collapse all over the country. Now, do you remember Bernie Madoff with the loot? I'm sorry, Bernie Madoff. They even made a movie about his story with Robert De Niro and I took a quick look at it. Michelle Pfeiffer was playing Bernie's wife. But they were trying to portray him sympathetically, like, gee, he meant well, and he was being put upon. And I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that one tiny bit. But there has been a new development because, as you know, the people who lost money in Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme have reached an agreement regarding settlements with the estates of Bernie Madoff's sons. Now, Bernie, of course, is in jail. Apparently, he's good friends with Jonathan Pollard. And the estates of Madoff's sons are going to pay out about $23 million to victims of the swindler. And it will leave about $2 million in the estates of each of the two brothers. Now, let's see, we had the older son, unfortunately, committed suicide, Mark Madoff, and then his younger brother, Andrew, succumbed to cancer in 2014. But, of course, they have families and children who were hoping that they were going to wind up with a little bit more. But, you know, $2 million isn't bad. I mean, it all depends on your perspective. I guess if you're used to a life of extreme wealth, it feels like starvation wages. But, you know, Claire and I would be very happy on $2 million. That'd be wonderful here. Turning over to Europe and the immigration crisis over there. There's a story coming out of Sweden in which the National Police Commissioner is saying Sweden is now on the brink of a civil war. They're being torn to pieces by these Muslim immigrants and refugees. Law enforcement can't deal with it. In fact, the last remaining police station in one of the migrant-dominated Swedish suburbs has been forced to close. They can't even protect the police station. And so the National Police Commissioner is saying at this point it is only a matter of time before Sweden will require military intervention from abroad to avoid a humanitarian crisis. Now, the big question here is, did the globalists, open border people, just not see that this was going to happen? Or was this the intended result? We'll depopulate the planet by blending all the Muslims and Christians together and have them kill each other off. Population problem solved. And I don't need to tell you who would be absolutely delighted to see that happen. Except then, of course, who would pay retail. Just to show you how bizarre the laws are getting involved in all of this, two Romanian fugitives snuck into Britain. There are warrants out for them. Romania has requested extradition. And Britain is now refusing it on human rights grounds because the jail cells in Romania are considered too small. And they contravene rulings from the European Court of Human Rights that you have to have a minimum prison cell for a prisoner. And so these two Romanian criminals are going to be allowed to remain in Great Britain, presumably at large. Britain's not going to lock them up. Now, here in the United States of America, over in New Mexico, in Santa Fe County, two more cases of plague have surfaced. They involve a 52-year-old woman and a 62-year-old woman. And you have to say, where did the plague come from? Because it had been eradicated in this country, along with a lot of other illnesses that all of a sudden are starting to reemerge in the United States following the opening of our borders. That plague is serious stuff. Now, apparently, our armed forces are so desperate for new bodies. Yesterday, we were mentioning that they're basically lowering the requirements just to get anybody in there, into the uniforms, into the jobs. And apparently, they are recruiting illegal immigrants. And the Washington Post it quotes a Pentagon memo that says these are security threats because they don't know where these people actually come from. They don't know what their background really is. They could be sleeper agents that at a key point in a coming war would carry out acts of sabotage. And yeah, they're absolutely right. This is a huge hole in the security of the military. amazing here. All right, let's talk about computers here for a little bit. We're still looking at this latest ransomware, and apparently it's now been tracked down. It first appeared in some accounting software written and sold by a company in Ukraine, and it is leaping all over the place. It is using NSA core code, and it is causing a lot of damage. There are about 20,000 computers infected so far. Mostly it is targeting enterprise networks, intranets, and there are some instructions at whatreallyhappened.com on certain things you can turn off on your machine to avoid being infected, or if you are infected, to prevent it from spreading someplace else. But it does infect over the network. And when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to be talking about this a little bit. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor. And for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay. pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about this latest ransomware, and it's kind of a bizarre story. There's something almost a little weird about this and the way it was deployed. Now, according to Defense One, they're saying this malware emerged from a vulnerability in this commercial Ukrainian accounting software where a patch was mailed to it. An update that apparently was suspected by a lot of people of possibly being a problem because it was very, very large. And it got into this accounting software, and from there it started launching itself across the globe. And concerns this thing could hit hospitals. It has already hit the world's largest shipping firm, Moller Maersk. And the reason they're concerned about this is apparently... even if you pay the ransom, you will not get your files back. And we were hearing about this yesterday. And apparently, you can send in the Bitcoin payment, which is about $300. But the email that was supposed to come back to you doesn't happen. And they're saying the email account that the attack stemmed from has been shut down and the company's gone out of business. And that means that if you're infected with this malware, you better be up to date on your backups. No amount of Bitcoin is going to get your data back unless somebody comes up with a decryptor. And a lot of companies are working on it. Kaspersky actually has already put together a free downloadable blocking tool for businesses specifically to block this malware. And, of course, as we mentioned before, this ransomware is borrowed from this NSA code that was allowed out into the public. And if you really think about the damage and devastation that's being caused around the world, they should have been guarding this software with the same vigilance that they guard the nuclear arsenal. Because it got on out there and... look at the damage they've caused here. Story over at Tech Republic, a former U.S. security advisor, Tony Blinken, was Deputy Secretary of State to Barack Obama, is saying that cyber attacks damage society as much as damaging the physical infrastructure. And still, the U.S. government does nothing about it. Which tells us that the NSA is really totally incompetent. They're not able to spy on the entire world internet. It's a big waste of time and tax money. Or, alternatively, and Kaspersky is of this theory, all these hacks and ransomware are coming from the NSA. Just another way to plunder the wealth of the planet for the money junkies. Of course, what the United States is doing right now, it's already out in the corporate media. Russia did this. It's already being blamed on Russia. Russia did it. This is evil Russia. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.